With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Montana's Speaker of the House now says a plan to keep parts of the coal-fired power plant in Colstrip open is still up in the air. Corin Cates Carney reports.
During the GOP rebuttal of Governor Steve Bullock's State of the State address in January, Speaker Austin Knutson said he'd be introducing legislation in the coming days to help keep Colstrip Units 1 and 2 open for as long as possible. After a 2016 lawsuit settlement between the power plant's operators and environmental groups requiring the shutdown of Colstrip's two older units by 2022, lawmakers in Helena started searching for ways to protect the energy markets and the families the power plant helped sustain. But since his announcement in January, the speaker's plans have been delayed by what he calls the complex situation facing Colstrip.
I probably shouldn't have said that I was going to bring legislation in a couple days. We had an idea that ended up not being ready for prime time yet.
Knutson says he's still working with Colstrip stakeholders to find a way to keep the power plant open for as long as possible.
It's an incredibly complex issue is what we're finding out. I mean, we've got together a really good task force of legislators who are looking at the Colstrip issues and trying to really drill down into what can be done.
The speaker says he's optimistic he'll be able to bring a legislative proposal that will allow Colstrip Units 1 and 2 to stay open until the scheduled close date, but he didn't provide a timeline for that. Other proposals to address the upcoming closures in Colstrip from Democrats and Republicans are moving through the legislature. The last day for a legislator to request a bill that would impact the state budget is March 1st. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.